Well, today, May 15th, is the feast day of St. Isidore the Farmer. In our diocese, down in farm country in Orange, Virginia, we have the Catholic Church called St. Isidore. It's named after this great saint, the patron saint of farmers and rural America. He was born in Madrid, Spain, in the year 1070. He lived to be 60 years of age. As a young boy, perhaps only about 10 years old or so, he began working on a farm for a very wealthy and righteous, just landowner. And he remained there the rest of his life, 50 years working on the same farm. As a young man, he married a very devout Catholic woman, Maria de la Cabeza, who is also a canonized saint now. They only had one child, and the child died within a few years. After that, they decided to live a life of celibacy within their marriage and totally dedicate their life to God by living as brother and sister within the marriage, focusing on prayer and the sacraments and spiritual communion with God. He was noted for his deep religious faith. Every morning he would attend daily Mass before he would work on the farm. He always asked the help of his guardian angel to do his work as best he could. He, even though he was poor his entire life, he was very generous to those in greater need, to the poor and needy. Oftentimes, the poor would follow him home. He and his wife would offer them the food that they had. On one occasion, there was a parish supper, and he showed up with a huge crowd of beggars. Everybody got worried that there wouldn't be enough food, but St. Isidore said a prayer, and miraculously, everyone was well fed during that meal. So he was known for his intercession, powerful intercession, and some miracles that occurred during his lifetime. He died on May 15th, 1130. His wife survived him by a number of years. 400 years after his death, King Philip III of Spain was very sick, and the doctors did not expect him to live. The relics of St. Isidore were brought in a solemn procession to his deathbed, and suddenly, immediately, the fever left him, and he was completely restored to health. And because of that, the Holy Family, or the royal family, promoted his cause, and he was canonized in the year 1622, along with St. Ignatius, St. Francis Xavier, Teresa of Avila, and Philip Neri, five of the great saints of that time period. His relics are in Madrid, in the Church of St. Andrew. Once when I was in Madrid, I was just exploring, walking around off the main square and just exploring some of the side streets and looking for some churches. And I walked into this church, and there was the tomb of St. Isidore. And so I got to pray at his tomb. It's a beautiful tomb, and he is incorrupt. According to the writers, his body has never corrupted. Now, what's exceptional about his life, really, was that he was a devoted, of course, husband, father, and worker, the patron saint of manual laborers. And what he was able to practice was holiness in his daily life of work. And he, of course, dedicated his day to God by going to Mass every morning, but when he was working on the plow, pushing the plow in the field, he was also praying. So he prayed, he practiced what Brother Lawrence called the practice of the presence of God. So he was not further away from God in the field than he was, for example, on his knees. He was still able to have that union with God in his work. And then he was able to live this life of holiness as a manual laborer, and then also to be able to help those that were more poor than he was. So today we ask the intercession of St. Isidore for our parish and our diocese, for the people of St. Isidore's parish, as well as we pray that we too may try to always live in that union with God throughout the day. St. Isidore, they said he was always in prayer throughout the day. Little aspirations here and there. When he was doing his work, he would dedicate that to God to do it the very best that he could. And he always practiced being in the presence of God. And so we pray today, St. Isidore, pray for us.